Ardal, the game's coming thick and fast. Back in action tomorrow against Tyrone.
It's the third game in the trot and the week after each, so they're coming thick and fast, as you say now, so times.
Yeah, and hoping to get back to winning ways. Obviously, disappointing result last week after the good opening performance against Louth in O'Donnell Park.
We were, Tom. We were disappointed last week. You know, we were disappointed for a number of different things. We maybe didn't perform to our potential the way we thought ourselves, but on the day too, maybe things didn't suit us, and maybe a few decisions went against us, you know. So we were bitterly disappointed last week, and now all credit to Monaghan, they put a fair fight to us, but we were bitterly disappointed about it, and I suppose the only positive we take out of it, that we were so disappointed by a 1-point defeat, you know. So we want to get things back in track this Sunday now, if at all possible.
Yeah, but it's that kind of league, isn't it, where really everybody can beat everybody else?
It is, you know. We're all very much on a par, you know, and I suppose other teams realise that as well, you know. And you saw it in Mullen's performance last Sunday, that they knew they were under the chance of beating us, you know, and they really put it to us, like, and we're going to expect more of that on Sunday again. The Tyrone will be coming here thinking that, I know they've a lot of work done, they've had a good result last week against Louth, and like, they'll certainly be putting it to us too next week and realising they have a chance to win it, like, and
yeah.
There's really nothing between the teams.
Yeah, because they got off to a disappointing start, losing heavily to Monaghan the first day, but had a big win last week against Louth.
They did, Dan. No disrespect to Monaghan, but I would say Tyrone maybe caught in the hop a wee bit, and it's a bit of a funny result to be honest, you know, and I would expect the Monaghan Tyrone game to be tighter, and like, we know Tyrone's a good side, and I suppose they were a bit shocked with the result against Monaghan. Maybe they made amends next week against Louth, and you saw the score in the public, 5-16 is for any team is big shit, you know. So serious side, you know, and they're becoming well prepared too. The new managing team in there, and they're doing a lot of strength and conditioning, and I know that they're putting a big effort into it, so they'll be coming full guns blazing.
Yeah. Having said that, how has training gone this week since last weekend?
Training's gone good, Thomas. Training's been going good all year, thankfully, you know. The boys have put a good effort in, and we're done the same this week too, you know. We worked on things we think we had to work on, and we looked at the positives and tried to sort out some of the negatives and some of the things we didn't do so well last week, you know. So, and we maybe cut training back a wee bit. Maybe we trained a bit too heavy last week, you know. So, the training's gone well. Morale's good in the camp, and as I always said, it's a very good bunch of fellas we have, and the morale's very good now.
Yeah, I suppose it's very important to get the training right, given that you have game week in on week in, week out.
Well, that's the problem, Tom. You see, and I suppose that you're always thinking if you're resting every week with six games in the trot, when do you train, I suppose? And it's trying to get that balance of continued training through the league, but yet not getting the performance on Sunday. And, you know, it's a wee bit difficult, like, with so many games and no rest period at all. Like, so it's something we certainly had to think on and something we had to put a bit of work into this week.
I know you were without Jamesy Donnelly last week, and I know speaking to you during the week, you were keeping your fingers crossed. Have you put pen to paper? Is Jamesy back in?
We have, and thankfully, well, we're starting him on Sunday, Tom, and hopefully he can last, and hopefully he can shore up that defence for us a bit, you know. And he had a bit of an injury last week, and he's come back maybe a wee bit early, but like, he's mad to go, like, and we're mad to have him in there, so we're going to start with him, Tom, anyway, and to be honest, it'd be a big plus to have him in there in the full back line, so we're starting with Jamesy, like, and that's really only change from last week.
So, otherwise, as was last week?
Otherwise, as was, yeah.
Tyrone, Donegal, Tyrone, they know each other well, so there's no great surprises you can pull, can you?
Oh, listen, we know the quality they have, and they know the quality we have, and as you alluded to before yourself, Tom, there's never much between ourselves and Tyrone, you know, and we always know it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be the same on Sunday, and it might come down to which team wants it the most, and that's where we have to sort of, the ability's one thing, but it could come down to hunger and want on Sunday, and we've got to bring that to the table, like, because ourselves and Tyrone, there's never more than a puck of a ball in, so it's going to be close to them.
Yeah, they have carry a serious threat up front, as was evident last week.
They do, like, as I said, like, 5-16 and 5 goals of 16, you know, there's some cracking forwards there, so they have, you know, and, you know, we'll have our work cut out to stifle them, you know, but that's what we have to do, Tom. We've worked on it during the week, you know, and we have to try and cut out that goal threat, and like, hopefully we'll not be shedding goals so handy on Sunday now.
So, going to Omagh tomorrow to win?
Oh, most definitely, Tom. That's what our game is. First and foremost, we're thinking of performance. We said all year, like, we're in a funny place where we're a team sort of combining now and coming together, but we're focusing primarily on performance, Tom, but if we bring a performance, that'll bring a result. So, but definitely, we're not going up the road bait now, definitely not.